You walk up the stairs and wander along the landing, gazing in amazement at the beautiful historic paintings that line the walls in this old manor house. You hear someone walking up the stairs behind you. You turn around to see who it is, and it's a woman. She appears normal, but as she approaches, she disappears. Welcome to Ghost Tales by the Fireside. I'm Clem Dalloway, and this episode is about the 16th century manor house, Prideaux Place in Padstow, Cornwall. Prideaux Place is a Grade 1 listed Elizabethan manor house in Padstow, Cornwall. In 981, Padstow and its Benedictine monastery was attacked by Vikings, which left the monastery in ruins. It's thought that the monks left for the mainland and settled at Bodmin. Around 1100, a new church was built on the same site as the monastery, and was rebuilt in 1425. The land was acquired by the Prideaux family in the 16th century, after it was taken from the Augustinian monks during Henry VIII's dissolution of the monasteries in 1539. In 1592, Nicholas Prideaux had completed building a fine manor house on the site of the old monastery. The origin of the Prideaux family go back to the Norman Conquest of 1066, when they were recorded as lords of the manor of Prideaux Castle in Luxulian, and have been seated at Prideaux Place in Padstow for 400 years. During the English Civil War, the family were supporters of Oliver Cromwell, but just before Charles II was restored to the throne, Elizabeth Prideaux married William Morris of Warrington, Secretary of State to Charles II, which secured a royal pardon. The pardon is now on display in Prideaux Place. During the 18th and 19th centuries, the house underwent some modernisation for those times, but has still kept its Elizabethan architecture. The house was inherited in 1988 by Peter Prideaux Brune, from his father, John. Peter and his wife, Elizabeth, started a huge restoration project that is ongoing. The house is open to the public with the exception of the north wing. It still remains the same as it did when the 121st Engineer Combat Battalion of the American Army marched from Prideaux Place to take up its role in the D-Day landings of World War II. Prideaux Place has a reputation as one of Britain's most haunted houses, and has had many ghost sightings. Many people have reported seeing a little boy in the kitchen. He has been described as around 6 to 8 years old, and is often seen running around the kitchen area, still carrying out his daily chores. It's said that sometimes he's not seen, but the temperature suddenly drops, and a cold breeze speeds around the kitchen. One day, when the owner of the house was in the kitchen, he saw the little boy and followed him into the larder. But by the time he got there, the little boy had disappeared. The ghost of a woman wearing a green dress has been seen many times on the stairs and on the second floor landing. One day, an electrician was carrying out some work on the second floor when he saw the lady in green. She walked towards him and completely vanished without a trace, right in front of him. He ran out of the house and refused to go back in. A group of paranormal researchers claim that she is the ghost of Anna Fortescue, the wife of Humphrey Prideaux. They said that after her husband died of smallpox, she took her own life by throwing herself from the second floor balcony. Even though it's an interesting theory, it's not possible, as after her husband's death, she remarried and had other children. Several people who have stayed in the Grenville room have said that they felt a horrible oppression which fills the room. It's thought that it's something evil. One night, a guest who stayed in the room said that he woke up to a huge, indescribable black shape with evil-looking, piercing red eyes. When people have entered the morning room, many have claimed to have seen a lady dressed in 19th century attire. She is usually seen sitting down, and it appears that she is sewing and occasionally stops to look out of the window and then disappears. Other ghosts that have been witnessed are that of an invisible dog who's heard growling and barking in bedrooms, a Roman soldier, and a monk. Thank you for listening to Ghost Tales by the Fireside. You can find more information about the episodes on ghosttales.co.uk. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook, both at Ghost Tales Podcast. All writing, research, music, production, and sound effects are my own work.